Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. I'm your host Manuel Feit, and once again joined by Stefan Biankowski. Stefan, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing very, very well. Still in shock at that Bayern game in midweek, but you know, I guess Bayern can lose games. Who would have thought? Very well. Besides that,
I think we can probably touch a little bit on that game when we do the preview. I thought it was actually a really interesting match. The one thing, and I was kind of curious what you thought about this. Everyone talked about how dominant Villarreal were. And I think the narrative there is a little wrong. Like, Bayern weren't good. Like, don't get me wrong at all. But dominance for me looks very different. The XG was about the same. It was 1.93 to 1.48. And it was Bayern had one big chance and Villarreal had two big chances and scored one of them, obviously. But Bayern had more than 60% possession and were always present in the final third. So it wasn't like Villarreal bossed this game.
I don't know. I kind of disagree, to be honest with you. I mean, it could have... I mean, obviously, Bayern definitely had a possession, but I think the whole game went the way that Villarreal wanted it to go. You know, they were playing defensively, they were playing counter-attacking, and I haven't actually seen the XG for the game, but I thought Villarreal could have scored 3 or 4 goals, to be honest with you. And I think they'll be really unlucky. I think they'll be very frustrated that they didn't, because... I think Bayern Munich will be much better at the Allianz Arena. I think they'll go on and win it quite comfortably, just like the Salzburg tie, really.
It reminded me a lot of the Salzburg game.
Yeah, but I think Villarreal should have scored 3 or 4 goals last night, and they didn't. And Bayern will be delighted that they got away from that game with just a 1-0 defeat, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that is really going to bite Villarreal, not having scored more. Is really going to hurt them. Don't get me wrong. I did think they were excellent, and I do think that they were better. I just didn't quite see this extreme dominance that everyone was talking about, right? The XG was really low, which that's maybe what took me aback a little bit. And then at the end of the day, there was a couple of times when Musiala and Coman were in the box, and if they just shoot, then they score, right? And it's one of those, like, I think where the stats maybe don't tell the full story. But we'll get to that. We'll get to much more, and we're going to do all of that after the break as we preview match day 29. This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info and odds. Find all of the latest sport developments, including this week's odds for the Masters Championship and the start of Major League Baseball season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on popular sports and games. BetOnline, where the game starts. Yeah, let's start with the Friday game. And that, Stefan, Friday, it kicks off really nicely. Right away, full on in the action. Stuttgart against Borussia Dortmund. We talked a lot about Borussia Dortmund earlier this week. A ton about Borussia Dortmund earlier this week. And I think the headline here is that Bild came out with this story that
Jetzt wackelt Rose. Now Rose is on shaky grounds. Needs a win against Stuttgart. I have a funny feeling that Stuttgart could win this game. And I had this down as a 3-1. What do you see here?
That would certainly put the cat amongst the pigeons. you know,
love that. Where's that expression from? That's brilliant.
Have you never heard that before? Maybe it's a maybe it's a British expression. Yeah, it basically means just cause chaos. But yeah, I don't know. It's a really tricky game to call because on the one hand, Stuttgart definitely have been better in recent weeks. You know, they've picked up, I think, what, 2 draws and 2 wins maybe in the last 5 games, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, and but a large part of that's down has been down to this kind of better attacking line that they have, and the fact that Kolasic is out of this game with COVID, I think, makes a huge difference to this team. Obviously, they still have some really decent players in there, but I'm not so sure, to be honest. I also feel like the manner in which Dortmund lost that game to Leipzig has really probably reset a lot of things at the club. I think it has really probably, you know, shaken things up a lot. There's no more, this Dortmund team will not be inconsistent. They will not be complacent and they'll be determined to bounce back from that. And on top of that, you know, Erling Haaland might actually be back to some form of full fitness, which he just has not been for the last couple of weeks. So I have a Dortmund win for this game. I think they'll probably edge it 2-1. They won't dominate it by any means. But if Kolasic was up front for Stuttgart, it may be a different story. But I just can't see them outscoring Dortmund without him.
Disagreement. I like that. It's good. It makes it more interesting. I'd be curious to see. I mean, Thiago Thomas is projected to start up front now for Stuttgart, with Kolasic being out, obviously. Dortmund are projected to start with Reus, Malen, and Reyna behind Haaland. Can once again in defense. This is where the 3 goals come from for Stuttgart, Stefan, you'll see.
Yeah, well, that's also true. I mean, what's a better goal threat for Stuttgart, Kolasic or Emre Can in defense for Dortmund?
Yeah, it's been disastrous, really bad. So, yeah, I guess we'll see who's going to be right in the end. I think this is going to be a really interesting game. And I think this is your game of the week, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, we've kind of talked this. You kind of mentioned this, the kind of reports that have come out before this. I think we should probably take that with a pinch of salt. Not to kind of, not to really down talk the journalists who did the story. It's just that the reports that have led up to this, up to last weekend's game, and a lot of the ones I've followed from it afterwards, is that go along the lines of, look, things are an absolute mess at Dortmund right now, but at the very least, Marco Rosa and Sebastian Kehl are working behind the scenes on long-term prospects, on long-term projects. So I'd be very surprised if Marco Rosa's job really is in jeopardy right now. But again, if Stuttgart were to do something in this game, to take a point or take 3 points, I think it would go on to kind of define what people talk about this weekend. So it's a great way to start the weekend. So I'm always a fan of a Friday night game, so I'm all for it. And that's why it's my game of the weekend.
It's a pretty balanced record too. 103 games in the Bundesliga all time, 40 wins for Stuttgart, 39 wins for Dortmund, and 24 draws. So historically, this has always been a back and forward. That said, actually, I was going to say it's been a while, but like Stuttgart did beat Borussia Dortmund 5-1 on December 12, 2020, on match day 11 last season. So yeah, we'll see. I think this is going to be a really good game. As you said, a great way to kick off the weekend. I think there's almost no better way to kick off the weekend. A Friday game involving two of the biggest teams in German football. Stuttgart, of course, still fighting relegation. Borussia Dortmund more or less secure in the Champions League spot. Probably too far away from Bayern to really challenge them, even if the 3 points get chalked off. We'll see. Let's go to the Saturday game, Stefan. And our next game will be Bayern against Augsburg, a Bavarian derby. by geography only, not by ethnic group, I guess, if you go that way, because Augsburg is, of course, Swabians. They're not Bavarians. But it is in Bavaria, so it's a Bavarian derby. Augsburg is, of course, just 40 minutes from Stuttgart, so it's just a suburb anyways. I feel Bayern are going to come out full on, guns blazing in this game. Mm. They're not going to be happy about what happened at Villarreal. And I think they're going to smash Augsburg 4-1. Full on.
4-1.
They're going to come out 4-1. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to concede one because this team always concedes one. But I just, you know, as good as Augsburg have been at the time, and they won the game against Mainz in controversial fashion midweek, right? The Nachholspiel, the makeup game. A very controversial penalty situation that they now called, and the kicker called it a blackout in the Kölner Keller, sorry, a blackout in the Cologne basement, right? Mm. The Sentner foul, which wasn't one in my opinion, but still, like, they won that game. And for Augsburg, very important. And of course, they're now 6 points clear of the promotion relegation playoff spot. But I think Bayern are just going to be very upset about what's happened at Villarreal.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I definitely agree that Bayern will win this game. I don't think that's beyond question. I mean, but I've put down a very simple 2-0 win. I don't think Augsburg would put up much of a fight, but then I also still think there are issues with this Bayern attack. Lewandowski still doesn't look right. Thomas Müller still doesn't look right. Maybe they might get back to full fitness before this game, but there's been a very quick turnaround from the Champions League games in Spain and this match, so I'll be surprised if they did. But then when it comes to the Bundesliga, they still have so much talent. They have Musiala, they've got Coman, they've got Gnabry, Sané, etc. So I fully expect this to be one of those games in which Lewandowski and Müller still aren't quite 100% fit. I'll be surprised, actually, if they both start. Maybe that's an interesting shout to make ahead of this game. Maybe Musiala steps in for one of them. But yeah, I think over the course of the 90 minutes, I still expect Bayern to have more than enough quality to comfortably win this game.
Yeah, they do project Lewandowski to start. Interestingly enough, they also think that Davies is going to play more of a wing-back role. Goretzka and Kimmich maybe in central midfield. And they're projecting a three in the back with Pavard, Süle and Hernandez. Süle being back, I think, is going to make a bit of a difference. He didn't start the game against Villarreal, right? You know, with Lewandowski, the rumor is that he has some issues with one of his ribs and some issues with his knee. And honestly, like, the way he played against Villarreal, I would have sat him there. And I would probably I agree with you here. I would sit him for this match too, because the return match against Villarreal is going to be very important, and you want him fully fit, right?
Mm. Exactly. So it's a game that I think Nagelsmann would rather not play Müller or Lewandowski if he can get away with it. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see what happens. But luckily it's Augsburg who aren't going to put up much of a fight. So
you say that they did win their last game against Bayern 2-1.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, and they haven't looked bad. I mean, but I think when you read things that, like, what Marcus Weinziel has been saying, I think they're depending on getting results at home between now and the end of the season. So they're not going into this game thinking they can cause an upset, and I don't think so either.
Yeah, I guess the one question for our US listeners is, Pepe going to start? And it doesn't look like it. The other question is he finally going to get his first Bundesliga goal? That would make major headlines, wouldn't it? But we'll see.
A good place to start.
Move on to the next one.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be a good place to start. Let's move on to the next one. Wolfsburg Bielefeld. I have that down as a 2-1 win for Wolfsburg. But I do kind of feel, it wouldn't shock me if this would go a different direction.
Yeah, so I think this is actually, this was almost my game of the weekend.
Interesting.
Not because I think it will be good, because I don't, but I think in terms of how important it is, I think this is hugely important. It's basically a relegation six-pointer. And either team could win this, because I think Wolfsburg and Bielefeld are probably the two worst teams in the Bundesliga right now, in terms based on recent form. You know, both teams have a huge amount of problems. I think Bielefeld's away record, they haven't scored in the last five away games, I think. And then if you look at Wolfsburg as well, they're in all sorts of trouble. They've only scored two goals in the last three games. Nemcha doesn't look fit. Max Kruse is not scoring. Jonas Wind isn't scoring. I think between the two of them, they scored four goals since they both joined the club in January. You know, so it's not good for Wolfsburg right now. But they might have Kofeld back in the, on the sideline. He seems to have overcome COVID. Baku might be back in the team. So maybe, you know, they might have that attacking impetus kind of injected back into the team. But I think this is going to be a very, very low-scoring game. I've actually put it down as a 0-0 draw. That's how tight I think this game's going to be. So, and a draw doesn't help either of them, but
no,
that's how little confidence I have in either of these teams right now.
Yeah, that's fair. Wouldn't surprise me much either, to be honest. Just looking at the record here, Wolfsburg are at home, and yeah, it's pretty balanced as well. Surprisingly, Arminia Bielefeld have actually beaten Wolfsburg at home twice in 9 matches. One draw and 6 wins for Wolfsburg. So yeah, and in terms of like important players to be in the lineup, it looks like Nemcha is going to start this. Wind and Kruse as well. So yeah, and Bello is not expected to start for our American listeners. So you have that down as a 0-0. Let's go to Köln versus Mainz. The two Karnevalsvereine. I think this is actually, I had a really hard time projecting this one. And so I just put down a 2-2 because I kind of feel like both will score goals. But I don't think either one of them, they're so close together that I can't see either one winning the game either, if that makes sense. So I'm going with a high-scoring draw, 2-2 draw. And yeah, I actually think this could be actually a pretty interesting game to watch.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, home games for Cologne are always interesting. It's a spectacle to watch. But I actually think the home side will win this quite comfortably, to be honest with you.
Oh.
You know, Stefan Baumgart's side have got... The key thing is that they've got Modesta back, who has obviously been their key man. I think he scored 40% of their league goals in the league this season. They looked terrible against Union Berlin without him, from what I could tell. But when he is in that team, Cologne are a safe, comfortable mid-table side, in my opinion. And, you know, I'm basically going to be saying this every week on the podcast until the end of the season, because it's true. Mainz cannot win games on the road. They simply cannot win any points on the road. They haven't won a single game in the last 9 away games. And they've only picked up 8 points across the whole season. The only team that have picked up fewer points from away games this season are Greuther Fürth. So, you know, I don't know what's going on there. We really do need to get someone on who covers Mainz regularly, because they are the most remarkable Jekyll and Hyde team. They're amazing at home. Yeah. Bo Svensson's a very good manager, our head coach. But away from home, they have been horrendous. So
I think they got robbed in that makeup game again against Augsburg.
True. Yeah, but you know,
absolutely robbed.
Even if they were to get a draw from that game, it's still not enough to kind of overcome this away record. So I've got Cologne to win 2-0 for this match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and Modeste, 45% of he's involved in 45% of Köln's goals. That's, yeah, you're not wrong. He's very important for them. At 33, it's remarkable. I think this is actually going to be a really interesting game to watch. You know, if you looking for a Saturday fixture that is not Bayern, I think that could be actually one to watch. Next is Fürth against Gladbach. again, I had a little bit of a tough time with this one. And I'm saying this because, and you point, you've been drumming this beat for a while now, that Fürth have been really improved quietly, right? Like, it's still not going to be enough to stay in this league, but they like quietly have improved and like, become a more tough opponent to play against. And that's what I sort of had in the back of my mind. But at the same time, I still think that based on quality, Gladbach should be winning this. And they did win the return game 4-0, right? Despite the terrible season that they've been having. And I think with 3 points here, Gladbach are rescued.
Yeah.
And they probably just want to get the job done. So I have this down as a 2-0 Gladbach win.
I think this might be the one game we agree on because I have exactly the same result. And I totally agree with you. You know, I think Fürth have been better, but I also feel like Gladbach have kind of turned a corner now under Adi Hütter. And I feel like that was kind of quite evident from last weekend's game, the Sunday match. I think it was against Mainz, if I'm not mistaken, when Jan Sommer was just pulling off incredible save after incredible save in the second half. And it just feels to me as if, you know, they just have a bit of momentum. They have a bit of luck about them. And then you kind of look at that goal that they scored in Bolo's goal in the first half, that fantastic bit of play between him and Florian Neuhaus. It makes you think, okay, the key players that they rely on are beginning to return. You know, you've got Neuhaus, you've got Plea, you've got Mbolo, you've got Stindl. You know, these guys can all win games for Gladbach, especially against Greuther Fürth. And they all seem to be coming back into form. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a 2-0 away win for Gladbach.
We agree. That's the one.
We agree, which is funny because we did not agree in the next one.
No, we did not. And this is I find curious. And this is my game of the week, simply because it's the Berlin Derby. Obviously, there's a ton of history here, right? It's just that the West Berlin club against the East Berlin club, because even though nowadays I actually think it's the club of the suburbs against the inner city team, and that's Hertha is for me the team of the suburbs, and Union have very much the actual team of Berlin, right? And you actually, you know, there's a really interesting Union have actually surpassed Hertha as the team with the most members in Berlin, which, you know, it has been kind of trending that way. I think Union are Berlin's club now. And if you're a Hertha fan listening to this podcast, I apologize, but I think it's true. So, and you know, the table doesn't lie. The last few years, Union have been ahead. Union are still fighting for a space place in Europe, whereas Hertha are very much in danger of going down. So you have that East-West divide, which is, of course, always the narrative that a lot of the Bundesliga folks like to bring out when this game happens. But I actually think it's more of a inner city versus suburb divide now. And
a bit like Hamburg, I still think that's, with St. Pauli.
Yeah, it's actually, and St. Pauli is trending. We might actually get, and this is actually maybe an interesting topic for a podcast, football in Hamburg, because St. Pauli might go up.
Yeah.
And Hamburg as far as still down there. And you almost wonder if you could see something similar happening. And I, you know me, I race bikes, right? So I spend many hours on the bike training, and that gives you head places to wander. And I had one of those wandering moments where I was thinking, it's like, could what has going on in Berlin also happen in Hamburg, where the smaller inner city club becomes the bigger team in the city? That's a topic for a different podcast. We probably should explore that at some point, because that's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
But I think it's now happened in Berlin.
Yeah,
I think Union are now the Berlin club, right? And I think they're going to win this game 3-1. And I think we disagreed on the result as well.
Well, I can certainly see an Union win. Don't doubt that for a moment. You know, they've got players like, you know, Taiwo Awoniyi, who almost seemingly score goals on his own at the moment. He's just a big battering ram that apparently half the Premier League want to sign. So, you know, they definitely have the players who can win this game. I just, much like the Wolfsburg and Bielefeld game, I think we're looking at two teams here who are still absolutely terrible at the moment. At Hertha, we're hoping for some sort of new head coach bounce under Felix Magath. It did not happen. I thought they were extremely...
Surprise.
Well, exactly. I thought they were extremely average against Bayer Leverkusen last weekend. And yeah, I mean, I don't expect Hertha to win this game, but I just also don't really expect Union Berlin to win it either. I think it'll be very tight, and I wouldn't be surprised if Union won it, but I've gone with 1-1 for this game because I just don't think either team have a huge amount of attacking quality at the minute. And neither of them really looks that interested in winning football games.
Although that said, like Union did beat Cologne last Friday, in which was like deemed the game for the European races, right? And they're only 3 points behind Hoffenheim. And, you know, they're in the Conference League spot at the moment. And I guess that's where they were this year and didn't exactly impress. But, yeah, I still think that Union are going to win this. But, you know, it's a derby. Derby has its own rules. It could go either way. Berlin, of course, have never lost at home to Union in the Bundesliga. Granted, this is only the third time at the Olympiastadion. Be interesting to see how it is with a full capacity crowd.
Yeah.
Stefan.
Yeah, it should be a great game. It deserves to be top spiel, but I'm just not entirely sure who's going to win it.
That's fair. Cool. Let's move on to Sunday then. And I almost forgot this game. Thank God that you reminded me. Bochum against Leverkusen. And I seem to be forgetting Leverkusen a lot this year because, this is so unfair. They're third in the league, right? Mm. They've been playing a pretty consistent year. They're probably going to make the Champions League. I think the top four for me, the way it is now, is pretty much set. But because they're out of Europe, in the usual fashion, they went out of Europe because they're out of the cup, because they're like not really a title contender. I kind of keep forgetting them. And so that's a negative for getting. And with Bochum, it's like, yeah, they're mid-table. They have nothing to do really with relegation anymore. So it's like another one where I'm like, oh, yeah, they still exist too. They're like, and for Bochum, that's probably a compliment. They don't want to be in the news because that's a good news for them, right? So I had to go back and I had to tip it. I think Leverkusen are going to win this comfortably 3-0 and further cement their spot in the race for Champions League spot.
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's a huge amount left else for me to really add to that, to be honest with you. I completely agree. You know, it's easy to forget about Leverkusen because they're not really in the fight for anything anymore, but they are just kind of trumbling on here, and they've still got more than enough quality to pick up these games and win all 3 points. I think having Patrick Schick in the starting 11 will make a huge difference for them as well. You know, obviously Leverkusen's in... The season basically came undone the last couple of months because of injury. And to be fair, Alario started last week against Hertha. He did a very good job, actually. Scored a tremendous goal. Yeah. But Patrick Schick offers something different, I think. I think he's just one of the best strikers in the league. And they've still got Diaby and Bellarabi and Paulinho behind him. So I think they've got more than enough. I've gone for 2-1 just because sometimes Bochum can be quite tricky at home. But yeah, I think it's still going to be a comfortable Leverkusen win.
Yeah, and Schick available. Some say he might start off the bench. Some say he might start right away. We'll see. And that's, I think that seeing Schick back in the lineup is probably reason enough to watch this game. Yeah, should be an interesting one. Up next is Frankfurt against Freiburg. And this one I find, they had another really tough time. You know, Freiburg... They are very good and have been very good. And I actually do think that 4-1 for Bayern last weekend was probably a bit too high. I think that fourth goal is scored after that substitution mistake. And when the game was pretty much decided, right? And we'll have to see. I mean, Freiburg have appealed the result and it's ongoing. And it might not be as clear-cut as some people thought. And they might still get the 3 points from this. So we have to wait and see. Frankfurt, of course, in action as we record on Thursday against Barcelona. And I think a lot will depend on how that game against Barcelona goes. And I think Frankfurt now firmly have put all their eggs into the Europa League basket, a competition that they really like and enjoy, right? And when you look at the table, I think it's just a little bit, I mean, they're only 6 points or 5 points behind Hoffenheim. So they're technically still in the fight, but it's extremely difficult for them. So I could see them really focusing on the Europa League. And Freiburg, I don't know. I had a tough time with this one. I put this down as a 1-1, which is usually when I can't really decide. So I'm curious what you think.
Yeah, I mean, you make some really good points about it. I think Frankfurt basically will be exhausted from this Barcelona tie.
Yeah.
And on the other side, you have a Freiburg side who I think are very good, despite, as you said, the result against Bayern didn't really do a decent job of showing how close that game was, especially in the first half. And it's easy to forget that Freiburg have actually been really good on the road this season. They've got the fifth best record in the Bundesliga, only 4 points off what Dortmund have picked up. And then also, weirdly enough, Frankfurt have actually been quite poor at home in the league this year. They've got the third worst home record in the Bundesliga this season. So, you know, I think it'll be a tight game, but I think Freiburg will probably edge this one 1-0.
Yeah, Frankfurt won the return fixture in November 2-0. And yeah, that's correct. Just double checking that because there was still attendance there. It's pretty balanced. And yeah, I think, you know, my prediction is very much with an asterisk, depending on what's happening, of course, today at the Europa League game. What was your prediction again for this one, Stefan?
1-0 to Freiburg.
1-0 to Freiburg. All right, so our final game, also with Europa League action today, Leipzig against Hoffenheim. Boy, Leipzig have been good. And I actually almost picked this as my match of the week. Because Leipzig, like honestly, Leipzig is a team that you should always watch at the moment. They are the team of the hour in German football. Tedesco has done such a fantastic job. The way he outfoxed Dortmund in the Topspiel last week, I think, deserves a lot of applause. And I also think that Europa League matters real, like the Europa League matters for them. There's a trophy that they can win, and I think there's a trophy that they should be going for. But I think they're so deep squad wise that it won't affect them very much against Hoffenheim.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching Leipzig play Atalanta right now as we speak. It's the first 10 minutes into the game. They're looking very good, but you know, if as you said yourself, you look at that substitute bench that Leipzig have. They've got Forsberg, Halstenberg, Mukiele, I can't even speak, Simakan, Szoboszlai, you know, they've got basically five or six players who could easily start on Sunday sitting on the bench right now. And that's the difference, I think, between Leipzig and the likes of Frankfurt or even Bayern Munich to an extent. They have the squad depth to basically play these European ties, and then they can start almost an entirely different team at the weekend. And I think that's probably what they will do. You know, over the last 10 games, no team has picked up more points than Leipzig. They have been the best team in German football for me since probably the turn of the year. And although I do have, you know, a lot of time for Hoffenheim this season, I think Hodes has done a very good job there. They have been inconsistent on the road. You know, I think they've picked up maybe like, actually I could probably tell you right now how many, what they've done. They've picked up 5 wins and 7 defeats and 2 draws. So,
yeah,
you know, they haven't really put together a really consistent run on the road. And I just think Leipzig are tremendous in the minute. So I've gone for a 2-0 win for Leipzig in this game.
I have a 3-0 win. So pretty close.
Yeah, well, there we go. That's a good way to start to wrap up the show. We began with disagreement, but we finish with agreement, and that's always the best way to do it.
And I honestly think this, like, if you have time on Sunday, watch this game. I think it's going to be very good. This might be the most attractive. Like, obviously, I picked the derby because it's the derby, but this might be the most attractive game to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Actually, which is cool because we started the match day with a game to watch, which is Stuttgart against Dortmund, and we may be ending it with a game to watch, which is Leipzig against Hoffenheim. Anyways, guys, that's it. That's our preview show. I hope you enjoyed this format. Please give us a review, positive review, negative review. Send us in questions for the main show as well. Those are always appreciated. We love hearing from you. And yeah, as always, this show is brought to you by Bet Online. We will be back next week. Until then, auf Wiedersehen.
In Sicht.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian, plant queen, and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way. Like, come on, Amber.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen, also a comedian, and I host people at our home. I have a great wine collection in my cellar.
Well, you it's mean not a cellar. The mini fridge.
It's a mini
fridge. It's a mini fridge. New episodes of Fly on the Wallen drop every Wednesday. Listen in as we discuss relationships, books, and keeping our sweet baby kid alive while we make laughs on the internet.
Subscribe to Fly on the Wallen wherever you get your podcasts.